Thank you for listening to this first recording of messages based on the Gospel by John. My name is Andrew Deville, and I meet with the Christians in the Gospel Hall in Dunfermline, and we're going to conduct a study working through the Gospel by the Apostle John. In this first message, we're going to read the first three verses of John chapter 1. John writes, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made." Sometime during the last decade of the first century, the Apostle John wrote the Gospel which now bears his name. Towards the end of that Gospel, in chapter 20, John wrote these words. "These are written," says John, "that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name." In other words, he's telling us the purpose of the Gospel. It is to provide us with the evidence that we need in order to come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, to believe that he is the Christ, the Son of God, and as a result of that, receive the gift of eternal life, that we might have life through his name. In this first message, we're going to think about how John, in fact, begins his Gospel. And he begins by presenting the Lord Jesus in a very interesting way. We've read about him as the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, we might think that's a rather strange way to speak about a person. Later on in this chapter, in verse 14, John speaks of the same person and says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us." Now, the idea, of course, is, although there's a great deal to it, is basically very simple. We use words to convey information. We use words to give a message to someone else. And here what John is communicating to us is that the Lord Jesus is the communication of God. He is the person of the Godhead who declares the life and being of God. He is the Word. Not only do we use that word of individual words, but in the Old Testament, it's used of a whole message. So you'll find in the Old Testament this often repeated expression, "the word of the Lord came unto," and a particular man's name is usually given. The word in that context is not just a single word, but it is the whole message. And that's the sense in which we have to view it here. The Lord Jesus personally is the whole message of God. And so he is thus presented to us as the Word. And what we learn from that is that God desires to communicate with us. God has spoken, and he has spoken in the language of Hebrews chapter 1 in his Son. Now, John tells us a number of things about the Word. He first of all tells us about the eternal existence of the Word. That's conveyed by the use of the word "was." And again, in John chapter 1, verse 1, he uses that word three times. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And the idea in the word that is used here is that it implies continuous existence in the past. The Lord Jesus, as the Word, did not begin to be. He always was. And what I want us to think about is the durability of the Word. God wants us to trust someone who has ever existed, who hasn't come into existence, and whose existence has not been interrupted. But we are called upon to trust in one who is durable and unchanging. And in a changing world and in our changing circumstances, we need stability. And God himself is that rock of stability And John puts it like this in his first verse: in the beginning was the Word. The Word is eternal. The Word has ever existed. And this is the person who was declared God. The second thought that we're going to think about is the fact that the Word was with God. And in this, we are beginning to learn about the relationship that exists between the persons of the Godhead. The word that John employs here conveys the idea of being towards God, being face to face with God, as if you were having a face to face conversation. You can be with somebody and they could be sitting alongside of you, and we'll find that word is used later on. But here it's face to face with God. And we learn from this that God is interested in the concept of relationship. And the great example of relationship is within the Godhead, between the Word and God and the Holy Spirit. This is an enduring relationship. This is a relationship that has never broken down, that has never known any discord. It is a harmonious, eternal, loving relationship. And God wants to bring us into a relationship with himself where we can get to know him as such. And here John presents to us the Word that was with God. And thirdly, we learn about the deity of the Word. The Word was God. Here is the essential equality of the Lord Jesus with God himself. In the penultimate chapter of this gospel, Thomas, we sometimes call him Doubting Thomas, was given evidence that convinced him that Jesus had truly risen from the dead. And John's response was to say, "My Lord and my God." He confesses the deity of the Lord Jesus. In fact, this is clearly stated by God the Father when we read Hebrews chapter 1 verse 8. "But unto the Son he saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever." And it is one of the great principles and truths of Scripture that the man that we know as Jesus, he is also God. He is Emmanuel, God manifest in flesh. And the great capacity and ability that he has is linked to the fact that he is no less a person than God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. And here is an unequivocal statement of the deity of the Lord Jesus. The Word was God. But we might ask ourselves the question, what has he done? Well, the first thing he has done in our chapter is that he has made all things. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. The idea in the word made here is to come into being, to bring into existence. And so it is the Lord Jesus as the Word who not only displayed the immense wisdom and understanding in designing and conceiving all things, but the incredible power and energy to bring all things into existence. And what John is saying, take the sum of all created things, they owe their existence, they owe their being to him. And then take each single thing, each blade of grass, each insect, each man, and recognize that each one thing was made, that came into being through him. And so John presents to us the creativity, the wisdom, the understanding, the immeasurable power of the person that walked in this world as Jesus the Nazarene. And so we are to have confidence to place our faith in such a person. In the language of John chapter 20, that we might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. As we go through the Gospel by John, we'll learn many wonderful things about this person who is described in these opening verses of the Gospel as the Word who is eternal, the Word who is in an eternal relationship with God, the Word who is God, and the Word who in fact created all things. May you do what John expresses in John chapter 20, that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that you might have, through that faith, life through his name. Thank you for listening.